Hachette Audio presents Morality, Restoring the Common Good in Divided Times. Written and read by Jonathan Sachs.
Preface. The journey of which this book is the culmination began more than 50 years ago. Although I've spent much of my adult life as a religious leader, my first love, long before I decided to become a rabbi, was moral philosophy, which I studied at both Cambridge and Oxford. I was incredibly blessed to have as my tutors three of the greatest philosophical minds of our time. My third-year undergraduate tutor was Roger Scruton. My doctoral supervisor at Cambridge was Bernard Williams, and at Oxford, Philippa Foot. They were outstanding. But the state of moral philosophy in general wasn't. It was clever, but not wise. A.J. Eyre told us, in a famous chapter of Language, Truth, and Logic, that moral judgments, being unverifiable, were meaningless, the mere expression of emotion. Another philosopher told us that ethics was a matter of inventing right and wrong. Morality, so went the popular view, was either subjective or relative, and there was little in academic philosophy of the time to say otherwise. James Q. Wilson, the great Harvard political scientist, discovered while teaching a class on Nazi Germany that there was no general agreement that those guilty of the Holocaust had committed a moral horror. "It all depends on your perspective," one student said. All three of my teachers knew that there was something wrong with all of this. It was superficial, philistine, and irresponsible. Each found a way out, though it took time. Bernard Williams told me in 1970 that he didn't know how to write moral philosophy, though he quickly recovered and produced his first book called, like this one, Morality, in 1971. I had meanwhile decided that the best place to begin was within my own tradition of Judaism, which has had an almost unbroken conversation on the nature of a good society since the days when Abraham was charged to teach his children the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. There were others who could see what was going wrong. Philip Reeve said that culture is another name for a design of motives directing the self outward, toward those communal purposes in which alone the self can be realized and satisfied, and that this was now being systematically abandoned in pursuit of what he called the triumph.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?